bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Yeah, thank you. Give me a lot of hope. I love when those phones ring. Thanks for your generosity. Thanks for allowing us just to pray together every day. This is the highlight of my day, to be honest with you. The Mass this morning, that's probably the highlight. But our time together, I love this. There's such a channel, such a torrent of grace that flows when we get together here and we pray. I just feel the Holy Spirit, and I know that God's heart is open when you and I, we invoke His great mercy. And, you know, we had a gentleman in South Africa yesterday, Wayne, joining us. We've got Kevin in Britain joining us. We have people all over the planet that are joining us in the chapel on a daily basis. So tell others about this prayer, and now let's pray for your miracle. All right? I want to pray for that. By the way, I asked you for an intention yesterday. There's a beautiful woman. Her name's Louise Maslin. I had to go in for surgery. She's got word today. She has come out of that with flying colors, and they're very grateful for your prayer, so we'll pray for her recovery. And my producer, Tom, asked me to pray for a young person named Mason, his young boy from Kansas, who's undergoing stem cell therapy on the East Coast to try and treat bone marrow cancer. His parents, they're hoping for a miracle. As you know, Tom just lost his 31-year-old daughter to cancer, so that particular intention resonated with him in a powerful way. I'm joined by my colleague, Preston, today. He'll be praying with us. Preston, good to have you here. Good afternoon.
Yeah, thanks. It's a blessing to be here. I really appreciate it.
Well, anything you want to pray for or start off with?
Yeah, I pray for the health of my family, especially my kids, and just for the success of this pledge drive, that people will respond and just be generous.
It's such a great prayer. Let me underline that. Lord, I just ask for blessings on everyone who has been able to donate, that you return it invisible in abundant ways, that they can say, man, they can testify too that you cannot give God. For the person that's struggling, just says, I can't. I'd like to, but I can't. Lord, I just ask that you resolve their situations, that you change their finances, that you bless them in ways, you remove those obstacles, whatever they may be, and you just allow them to feel your presence in a big time way. So, I thank you for your mercy. Let's pray now. We'll pray for those miracles. I'm going to write a book one day. I've got another one. There's two books I'd really like to write. One's going to be on the Eucharist, but I got another one. That will highlight so many of these great miracles of how God really is such an integral part of our lives. He's an intimate part of our life. And the miracles that we have, sometimes we forget about, right? Some are small, some are huge, but it'll be a really inspiring read. But let's pray right now. We'll pray together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus was a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Our first call today comes from Mary. She's praying with us in Colombia. Wow. All right. Hey, Mary, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to pray in Thanksgiving for a successful surgery and for the gift of being able to see my mom once again.
We'll So we'll pray in Thanksgiving for that, for sure, and for all of your intentions. So surgery's done right now?
Yeah, it's done. It was done on Monday.
Well, Mary, let me just say thank you for coming back and thanking God. You know, there's that great scripture story about how the Lord healed leprosy and only one person came back. The Lord delights in our gratitude. And I am so happy that you called in from Medellin, Colombia. What a beautiful place. I've been to Colombia a couple times. Lord, I give you Mary and all of her intention. She didn't ask for anything. She just wants to thank you for that successful surgery. We pray for her mother. I pray for this woman's needs and for blessing on her. And I unite her to everyone who's praying with us, wherever they may be, around the world or here in this country. And I just ask today again, Heavenly Father, that your mercy flow, miracles abound. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Tom is praying in Fort Myers, Florida. Hi, Tom. Good afternoon.
How you doing?
Okay.
First, I said a rosary for you and your family last night.
Oh, my
gosh. Intentions.
Thank you, Tom.
Also, someone that I met recently, never heard of Relevant Radio. Well, she heard about it today, downloaded the app. Never heard of Divine Mercy. She's listening probably now.
Great.
She has a lung disease. She has a hard time breathing, building up with fluid. So she has to stop and do therapies. And so I'm just looking for a complete healing of those lungs. So she's about 68, 69, I think.
Well, let's do that. I like
that's
your prayer.
Calling for.
Well, two things. First of all, Tom, thank you for your prayers. I cannot tell you how much I value and appreciate them deeply. And when I spend time later tonight in my own time with the Lord, I'll remember you. I'll pay you back, okay? I'll offer you some of that prayer for your family and for your intentions. But let's pray for this miracle right now for your friend. And Lord, I love the way you manifest. We see cancer disappear. We see miracles happen all of the time, and you do that just so that those of us who are weak in faith so often can know you're an intimate part of our life. You know, God is so generous. He does not deny grace to anyone. In fact, St. Faustina says he often gives us more than we ask, and he wants us to ask. He wants us to ask generously, right? So, Lord, I'm asking you to be generous. I'm asking big. I'm holding out a big cup. We pray for this beautiful woman right now and this battle with her lungs. I pray for anyone with pulmonary issues. I want to pray for my buddy Jay, who is in recovery right now, and for all of those, Lord, right now who are having health issues. I bring them to you. We ask for your healing and for your mercy. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Kenneth is praying in Terrence, California. Hi, hi, Kenneth.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I just have two quick intentions. First, the end to abortion. I know it's affecting our country and our laws, and we'd really like to see an end to that. And then second, my mother would like to do the pilgrimage this weekend to the Walk of Mary, I think there in Michigan, and she had a concussion 2 days ago, so we're praying for her recovery.
Well, we'll pray for her for sure. First of all, great intention. We have to be praying every day, more than ever now, I think, for an end to abortion in this country. And I'm so grateful for that. Tell your mom we'll pray for her. By the way, the Walk to Mary, for anyone who wants to go, it is in Champion, Wisconsin. It's just a little bit north and west of Green Bay, Wisconsin. And it's a wonderful place. And I'll put a quick plug in here. Anyone who donated this week, if you've been able to do that, also see if you send me your intentions too, I'll try to bring them. Father Rocky has made an offer. Anybody who pledges this week, if you leave your prayer intention for us for the concussion, the lungs, whatever it is, he's going to start at the Shrine of St. Joseph, the National Shrine of St. Joseph, which was established here a long time ago, and walk 21 miles with these intentions on his back. And he's going to bring them to the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help, where Mass will be celebrated later. It's going to be a time of prayer, a time of sacrifice, and this is a historic trip. You know, since the Great Peshtigo Fire and the miracle that took place there, miracles abound. So please leave us your intentions. We want to pray for you. Father will take them there. So, Kenneth, if your mom can't go, she'll be on that list, all right? Lord, I give you right now those with head trauma and injury, those with concussion, those, Lord, who are having trouble with their mobility. And I pray especially for the mother contemplating taking the life of her child, for the person having trouble with their children in the womb and out, and again for the end of abortion. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Lillian is praying with us in California. Lillian, good afternoon. Hey, Lillian, are you with us?
I want to lift up my brother-in-law, just like they brought that cripple on a mat to Jesus. He's got big time unbelief, but he's going into a major surgery in the morning at 5 o'clock to remove a cancer which came back from 20 years ago. Yeah. And also they have to do surgery, remove his jawbone. So it's drastic surgery. So I'm putting out a big cup for his conversion and a miraculous disappearance of the cancer. So for everybody's conversion, even the surgeons.
Well, Lillian, be at peace, okay? All right, just be at peace. We're here for you. I am so glad you got through. And I know that this intention is going to be prayed for now, but we're also, I know many people continue to pray. I hear these intentions. I take them to the Lord again later when I pray. So count on those prayers, okay? We'll pray right now for this intention. I give you her brother-in-law who's got cancer and upcoming surgery. I pray for all those facing surgery, recovering from it, those who are dealing with chemo, those who are dealing with radiation treatment, those with immunotherapies, those in the fight for their life with cancer, Lord. Pray against this scourge. I also pray for protection. I ask for protection over me and my family and all who now pray with me, that you will give us your protective mantle from this wretched, horrible disease. But we trust in you. We submit our life and our health, our finances, and our relationships to you as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And Lillian, before I let you go, I just want you to know, you know, St. Teresa of Avila, who I think is one of those great powerhouse saints, she once said that, look, God is so full of compassion. Another word for compassion is mercy. So full of mercy. He never fails those who are afflicted if they trust in him alone. So let's just put our trust in God. He brings good out of every situation. Sometimes it doesn't look that way, but God sees the big picture. Rachel in Houston, Texas, thanks for calling. Good afternoon.
Hello, Drew.
Hi, Rachel.
Hello. Yes.
Hi.
I was calling. I was calling for my brother, Santo. He just needs wisdom dealing with his marriage. And thank you so much for you and all the staff at Relevant Radio.
Well, God bless you. We will pray for that wisdom and discernment that he needs, that's for sure. We'll pray for your brother. And Lord, I give you marriage now, and I give you all these marriage issues. Anyone who's having trouble in their marriage, where there's anger, where there's division, where there's resentment, where there's unforgiveness, where there's infidelity. Lord, I give you marriage. I know how much Satan hates it and how he loves, like a dark smoke, to creep into marriage and divide. So I lift that intention up to you in particular. Let me sneak one more call in here, too, before we pray this final decade. Alfonso is listening in Stockton, California. Hi, Alfonso.
Hi, Drew. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You got it.
I want to call and thank you and thank everybody that prayed a call about a month ago. I had marital problems. My wife was in a... Wow. We were at the edge of divorce.
Wow.
And we prayed the divine chaplet. You spoke to me, and God gave us a miracle. We're fighting for our marriage, and
that's great.
We're just in love.
Oh, boy.
So
that's...
Thank you. Thank everybody on Relevant Radio.
Alfonso, that's great. I am so happy for you, brother. I am so happy. Satan hates marriage.
He hates it. Thank you.
He wants you divided. You keep praying, and you and your wife keep working on that marriage, and you're going to be a witness to others. Do me a favor, when you get an opportunity, send me an email, drew@relevantradio.com, drew@relevantradio.com, and tell me your story, okay? I'd like to put that in our kind of book of answered prayers and just to give thanks for the way he's working. Lord, I give you a marriage again. I ask for continued grace to come to Alfonso and his marriage in a possible situation that has been restored. You can hear the joy in his voice. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your mercy. We give you our heart and all the struggles and intentions we have. We also thank you in advance, Lord, for the way you will bring good out of this current situation. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko,
pray for us.
Father Seraphim Michalenko,
pray for us.
And Ugo Festo, I'll tell that story in a minute. Pray for us.
Pray for us, yeah.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Hey, amen. Preston, thank you, by the way, for praying with me. And thanks for the... Preston, if you don't know, you hear his voice here, but he's kind of behind the scenes. Throughout the pledge drive, you'd hear us asking him for updates and reports. He created just a fantastic program that now allows us to, when I'm sitting here in the studio, to be able to see that Thomas from Whitman, Massachusetts, just made a very generous donation. You know, the Lolita in Sparks, Nevada, or Marianne. Your program's fantastic, and it really makes me feel so connected to those who are giving. So, Preston, thanks for your hard work behind the scenes. He left. All right. He's gone. He's back to work. He left me out. Preston, thanks. And thank you for your support here. I really am grateful for it. I want to share with you the story of Ugo Festo. It's a great, great story, and I'll fill you in on that in a minute. But before I do, I want to invite you to maybe make a pledge. Here's the deal. Coming up in the next few minutes, I want to get you plugged in to an aspect of the Divine Mercy devotion that I think it's not necessarily overlooked, but we often think of the chaplet, right? We think about the Feast of Mercy when it happens. The image of Divine Mercy, there is so much to this image. It's something that Jesus Christ wanted. And there are some fascinating mysteries. Now, you might have read my book. I'll share some of what I put in there. If you haven't heard some of the stories, I want to fill you in on why this image. I have it everywhere, and I hope you don't think I'm crazy. Here in the broadcast booth, there's an image of Divine Mercy. I have an image of Divine Mercy in my car. I have a little pin with the image of Divine Mercy. You know how people wear flags or, you know, the Ukraine ribbon or whatever. I wear the image of Divine Mercy on a little pin when I put on my suit or a suit jacket when I go out. I have one in my home. I have one in my office. They're beautiful. Why do I do that? Because the Lord specifically wanted this image painted, and he attached unbelievable promises to this. You know how I feel about Divine Mercy. Like, I'm all in on Divine Mercy. I think this is such a gift for our time. We are giving away today, and this is going to go very quickly. We only have a few scapulars with the image of Divine Mercy and a St. Benedict cross on it. It's our special premium today for $1 a day. And I'll tell you why I really think you should have it. It's a great gift, especially if you are involved in doing anything that is dangerous, or if you personally are under spiritual attack. Maybe your marriage is in trouble. You know, maybe there's a proclivity to some sort of addiction. You know, maybe you're in law enforcement or military, you know. Maybe somebody in the house is dealing with the occult. I would really consider getting sacramentals, and Relevant's offering you a beautiful one. We'll fill you in on it coming up. But here's the number. Here's how you can get in and help Relevant, help keep this beautiful chaplet on the air. 877-291-0123. And give $1. Give anything you can give, large or small. Every donation helps us to get where we need to be. Okay, so it's 877-291-0123. Or online at relevantradio.com or use the mobile app. And I just want to say thank you. Also, leave us your prayer intentions. I've got to take a quick break here, but leave your prayer intention. Father Rocky is going to carry those intentions on pilgrimage this weekend. So anybody who donates today, he's going to be carrying those intentions. We'll print them out. All right? Stay with me. I'll be right back. You can get in, though. 877-291-0123.
Well, there you have it. The chaplet is over, the phone lines are open, and the pledge drive goes on. We're asking you to give hope right now at 877-291-0123. It's Mike Kendall and Drew Mariani. Four times a year we ask you to do this. And if you are one to join Drew every afternoon and pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, well, today we have a unique premium item that you do not want to miss. This is an opportunity you don't want to pass up. We've given away literally hundreds of these today at a $1 a day giving level. Today and today only, while supplies last, It's a Divine Mercy brown scapular, along with our regular premium item for this week, the book How They Love Mary, 28 life-changing stories of devotion to Our Lady by Father Edward Looney. Drew, this particular premium is just custom-built for our afternoon listeners, isn't it?
No, no doubt about it, Mike. I love this. I was saying a little bit earlier today, I think it's one of the best premiums we've given away. And people might say, well, it's just a scapular. Why is that one of the best premiums? You know, Josh Raymond, our colleague from the Inner Life, said it's the trifecta of spiritual protection. You get the scapular and all the promises that come with the Sabbatine privilege. You get the St. Benedict medal, and that is a powerful medal. A friend of mine's an exorcist, and I was on a trip with him. He gave me a bunch of these medals. He says, give them to your kids, use them in the home, wear them. We attach one. There's one that's on this brown scapular and also the image of Divine Mercy. And, Mike, I'll be sharing a little bit about Divine Mercy coming up, and people can really come to understand why this is such a great premium. But you can get it now. They're going to go quickly. We're halfway through the pledge drive, and I only have about an hour and a half left with you today. So call 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, or go online and make the pledge. Lots of great ways to give.
And when we say limited edition, we really mean it. We only have a finite amount of these scapulars, so don't let them go. Make sure that you get one of them. Like Jennifer in Tempe, Arizona, just made a $1 a day pledge. Margaret in Port Washington, Wisconsin, made a $1 a day pledge. Let's see. We just had another taker in Philadelphia. Thank you for your $1 a day pledge. These dollars really do matter, and they're applied every day to what Relevant Radio does. And this unique premium is only available today. You won't have this offer tomorrow or on Friday. And keep in mind, too, with this scapular, there's a St. Benedict medal attached to the scapular. This medal is known for its powerful protection against spiritual attacks. You want to see an image of it, log on to relevantradio.com, and you can make your pledge right there. Drew, you can pledge right online as you take a look at that scapular. It's really easy.
I love it. Get yours now. Come on. There's and only a little bit of time. If you call now, you'll get it. Be sure to leave us your prayer intentions. They'll go on pilgrimage to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Good Health. Prayers for you and your loved ones. 877-291-0123. I'll be back.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
I was just online trying to make my donation. I said, you know, I'm going to do my mobile app. It's pretty simple. In fact, it'll bring it right there. Check the mobile app out. Great way to give, okay? Thank you for your support. Let me tell you about the Divine Mercy image, okay? Jesus came to her. She was up praying in her room, her cell. And winter in Poland can be a kind of a dark, dull time of year, kind of cold, right? And there was a strange brightness, a light that came emanating from where she was praying, right? It was so strange that it stopped children in the neighborhood just in their tracks. They didn't know what was going on. So they ran up to the door. They started knocking on it to the sisters, asking what it was. They didn't know whether it was a planet, a plane. I mean, it was too bright to be an ordinary electric lamp. And as they walked toward it, they could see the source more clearly. It was coming from the top of the convent. And what was happening over there that would cause these kids to want to investigate? Well, Sister Faustina, deep in prayer, had a visit from Jesus. And it was not the first time that Christ came to her. But this time, the appearance was amazing. And I'll share with you what she said. She says, in the evening, when I was in my cell, I saw the Lord Jesus clothed in a white garment. One hand was raised in the gesture of blessing. The other was touching the garment at the breast. And from beneath the garment, slightly drawn aside, there were emanating two large rays. One red, the other was pale. And in silence, I just gazed. I kept my gaze fixed on the Lord. My soul was struck with awe, but also with great joy. And then Jesus said to me, paint an image according to the pattern you see with the signature, Jesus, I trust in you. For I desire this image to be venerated first in your chapel and then throughout the world. And I promise the soul that will venerate this image will not perish. I also promise victory over its enemies already here on earth and especially at the hour of death. For I myself will defend them as my own glory. Man, I'm telling you, this Divine Mercy devotion is off the charts. It's off the hook. It's insane. The promises that Jesus gives us for the hour of mercy, for the chaplet of Divine Mercy, and now he gives you something else, gives you a weapon, a shield, if you will, spiritual armor. I promise that the soul that will venerate this image will not perish. I promise victory over its enemies already here on earth and at the hour of death. That's when I want my protection, when Satan has its last chance to get my soul, right? Eternity's a long time. But the Lord promises you protection. I've seen it in my own life. I cannot tell you how many times when I've been under spiritual attack, and it's vivid, that I have been divinely protected, and I credit the divine mercy for it. Why? Because the Lord said this to Faustina in that entry. He says, I myself will defend you as my own glory, those who honor and venerate this image. Relevant Radio is giving you a brown scap here, which is laden, of course, with a Sabbatine privilege. There's a lot of spiritual protection that comes with that sacramental. On this brown scapular is also a St. Benedict medal, which many exorcists say, hey, it's really important with spiritual warfare. But the brown scapular, I've never seen one like this. And I was saying to Mike, you know, this is my favorite premium so far. Not that it's worth a whole lot, right? I mean, it's a brown scapular. But because of what you get, the St. Benedict medal, the scapular promises, and the image of divine mercy, wear it. If you have division in your family, wear it. If there is addiction, wear it. If there is anger, wear it. If you're under spiritual attack. This vision was so unbelievable, right? It was inexpressibly beautiful. And I often marvel at that because I've spoken to visionaries who've seen the Mother of God, who've had apparitions. And you can't put into human words. You can't paint with a brush. You can't capture in any way the beauty of the next life. Why? Because the love of God emanates, it radiates, that light of God comes forward. And anyone who sees the Virgin Mary in apparition form, or anybody who has an experience with Christ like this, it's inexpressible. That's the word to use. These rays flooded from the heart of Jesus, and they filled the room. They didn't just fill the room. They went out the window, right? That light was so bright, it poured forth. Yeah, the red and white rays, what do they represent? One represents mercy poured out in the world, right? The blood. And the other represents the Eucharist, this great gift that Christ has given us. And I battle with words. You know, I love words. Vision, is that the right word? It was more than a vision. This was an actual experience. The resurrected Lord came to St. Faustina like he did to the apostles on the way to Emmaus. He was physically there before her in his glorious resurrected body. I mean, it's pretty amazing. So the Lord says, look, I want this image. I want this image painted. So Jesus, you know, St. Faustina's like, well, I can't paint. How am I going to paint an image, right? So, you know, her spiritual director, Father Sapochko, thought, oh, you know, Jesus was speaking, you know, to you. He wants you to paint it on your heart, you know, paint that image you saw, you know, in your heart and keep it with you. And the Lord came back to Faustina later and says, no, that's not what I said. I want this image painted. I want to venerate it in your chapel, and I want to venerate it around the world, right? That's what he wanted. So, you know, St. Faustina, by the way, she went through psychological evaluation. She was sane. You know, the spiritual director believed in her. And so he went and he hired a painter to go ahead and to paint this image. And, you know, every time he painted it, Faustina was upset. I mean, because how do you capture this beauty on a piece of canvas? You don't, right? So this guy was really frustrated. Faustina could just not get the job done, right? He could not get the job done. And Faustina goes into the chapel one day and throws herself down before the Lord and says, Lord, this is like after the 10th time this artist tried fixing it to make her happy. Who will ever paint you as beautiful as you are? Who will ever be able to capture you, right? The Lord said to her, He says, it's not in the beauty of the color nor the brush that lies the greatness of this image, but in my grace. St. Faustina knew, you know, she knew the painting didn't really look anything like the real Jesus. It's impossible to capture the beauty of the Lord. But she'd had to accept this image, that the Lord apparently, for some reason, was content. He was happy with the image. He said, look, it's not perfect. It's not good, but it will do. I mean, like Father Seraphim Mikolenko, he's the vice postulator for the cause of St. Faustina. He's passed away. He once told me this story. He says, can you imagine Jesus telling Faustina, it isn't good, but it'll do? I mean, I just love that. It's not good. It'll do. That's what Jesus told St. Faustina. I mean, I was always struck by the humanity in that, right? I mean, it's just, It's beautiful. Repaint it 10 times. The Lord said, okay, it's enough. So, you know, don't beat yourself up. Don't hold the good hostage to the perfect. I do that sometimes, right? I mean, sometimes the Lord can use even our imperfection. There's a reason why. There's a reason why Jesus said it was not perfect, but it was good. I'll share that story when I come back. In fact, let me take a break now, Maggie. When we come back, I'll share something that the Lord had in store, a revelation for you and me. And he wanted to validate something else that I really think is miraculous. Little did Faustina know what's going on, but God sees the big picture. He sees the long view. He had something so cool in store. I'll share with you an amazing discovery that took place. But I'm going to take a short break here. But let me just put a quick ask in for you. Take advantage of this. Help me. Help Relevant Radio today. Move the needle. Let's get to our goal. Make a pledge. Make a sacrifice at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. If you can come in at the dollar a day, you'll get the brown scapular with this image of divine mercy on it. And again, a powerful promise, a promise of protection. And wait to hear some of the stories of how people have been protected when they've entrusted themselves to the divine mercy. All that and more coming right up. Stay with me.
The hope lives here. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I was surprised to hear how many folks do listen to you that are not Catholic, and your guidance has directed me more towards the Catholic faith, and right now I'm struggling with moving forward towards that because I find, I don't know, a larger relationship or so much more closeness through the Catholic faith. Anybody out there who has listened and is not giving, you will get back so much more than what you give. And it's just so wonderful listening to you folks every day. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything that you've done for me.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help inspire more miracles. Call now with your pledge. 1-877-291-0123. That's 1-877-291-0123. Or give online at relevantradio.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Give Hope Pledge Drive. Mike Kendall and Drew Mariani. Drew, the scapulars are moving quickly while you were just sharing some of the story of the Divine Mercy image. I was watching 50 to 100 of these scapulars go just like that. Judith in East Newark, New Jersey, thank you. Martin, Diamond Bar, California, thank you. Your dollar a day pledge means the world to us. Anna in Corpus Christi, Texas, thank you for your $480 pledge. That's even more than we're asking for. Anna, God bless you. A dollar a day gets you the scapular. And Drew, I think this isn't just a brown scapular. This is a spectacular scapular because this has the image of the Divine Mercy on it right there on the front. If you want to click on our Relevant Radio mobile app, it'll pop up. You'll see it right away. It's the first image you'll see on the app today, and you'll know what you're getting. And then very conveniently, we have a give button, a give now button that you can click on, and you can make that pledge. But you got to do it now. They're moving fast, Drew, real fast.
Mike, I always hate that because I know today's the only day you'll be able to get this. As Josh Raymond pointed out, it's so perfectly the trifecta of spiritual protection, the Saint Benedict Medal. I shared a story earlier about how a friend of mine, had an encounter wearing his scapular when it came to a demonic spirit in a Ouija board. You get the power of the scapular, the promise of the Sabbatine privilege, the Saint Benedict Medal. Plus, you get this beautiful brown scapular with the image of Divine Mercy. You'll have it next to your heart. It'll be on your person. And I trust in the promises of the Lord, and the great promises how he will protect in a special way those who venerate this image. I think it's a beautiful way. Put it on every morning. Give it a kiss. Tell the Lord you trust in him, and then be assured of his love, his mercy, and his protection. But you got to call right now because time is ticking. 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. And also leave us your prayer intentions because this Saturday they make their way to the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help. So a lot of prayer coming your way. Mike?
Drew, almost 200 people so far since the end of the Divine Mercy Chapel at prayer today. Almost 200 people have stepped up this hour. This is incredible. We have 15 minutes left in the hour. There's no reason we can't have 300, maybe 400 people. Yep. Let's keep the calls coming. 877-291-0123. We'd be happy if we run out of the scapulars, to be quite honest with you. That'd be fine. There are limited supply, but we want to make sure that there's one in the hands of every one of our listeners. So call now, 877-291-0123, or log on to relevantradio.com and give hope. It's never too late to give hope, but the pledge drive is running out of time, just 2 days left. So don't sit on your hands. Make it happen now. Give hope. 877-291-0123.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, I want to thank Eric in Gulfport, Florida, new donor. Also, Sylvia in Porterville, California, donor. Anna in Corpus Christi. Lori in Cashton, Wisconsin. Thank you for your contribution. Thank all these reoccurring donors. I see a lot of people coming. God bless you. God will bless you, in fact. No doubt in my mind about it. Let me grab a quick call. I want to share with you this story, though, because time seems to fly here. Patty's listening to us in Wallingford, Connecticut. Hi, Patty. Good afternoon.
Hello, Drew. Good afternoon. I just wanted to call, and I was even just going to leave a message. I said, could you just tell Drew that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this week, I'm going up to the Divine Mercy Shrine in Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going with four of my friends from church. We call ourselves the Church Ladies. And we're going to make a little self-pilgrimage. And I just said, let Drew know that I'm going to take all of his prayer intentions along and everybody that's on the walk to Mary. Because I used to live in Wisconsin, and I've been up to the shrine. And so I just wanted to let you know that we'll take all your prayer intentions along to the Shrine of Divine Mercy.
Oh, Patty, God bless you. Thank you. So I value, I cannot tell you, I really mean this sincerely. I just am so grateful for those prayers. If you see any of the Marians, tell them I said hello, Father Chris or Father Kaz or somebody that's up there. And
Father Chris is going to do the 11 o'clock first Saturday talk. So,
well, tell him Drew thinks about him and can't wait to get him back on the air one day, okay? So, Patty, thank you.
Okay.
I'll pray for you tonight.
Oh, you are very welcome. I love praying Divine Mercy with you. It's beautiful. Sweet. So thank you so much.
God bless you. Pray for all of us here, all of our listeners here too, okay? Appreciate it. Let's pray for one another. That's really, it's so beautiful. Thank you for that gift. I mean, I value that more than anything else. I've got lots of intentions and could clearly use them. I pray for you every day too. I just want you to know that. You know, I went to 7:30 Mass this morning. I prayed my rosary, prayed my chaplet today. And, you know, I'm going to spend time with the Lord later. Prayer is, it's oxygen to the soul. It really is. It's, you know, I suffocate if I don't pray. And there's a power in it. And I promise you my prayers. I'll be praying for you too. I really will. She's on a pilgrimage to the National Shrine of Divine Mercy. Father Rocky is going to take your petitions. If you call in today, he will take your petitions to the Shrine of St. Joseph and the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help this Saturday. I'll personally carry those. So anyone who makes a pledge, large or small, those intentions go. Okay? And if you can't give it, if you can't donate, let me know. Send me your intentions as well, and be sure we'll get prayer going for you. But if you can help right now, there's room for you at 877-291-0123. Let me finish just, I got a lot to share with you today, and I can't wait to do it because I love it. The image of Divine Mercy, if you're just joining us, I was talking about how Faustina struggled to get this image done. The Lord appeared to her in unbelievable beauty. He asked that the image be painted according to the image she sees with the words below, Jesu ufantobi, which was Jesus, I trust in you. And when it was finally done, Faustina crying, you know, the Lord consoled her, says, it's not perfect, but it'll do. And he says, the beauty of this is not in the paint or the brush. It's in my grace. And he gave great promises of protection to anyone who would venerate the image, right? So you wonder, why did the Lord say it's fine if it really wasn't perfect, if it wasn't closer to where it should be? And I think this image is beautiful. I have it on my phone. I have it, you know, as I said, I wear it. I have it all over the place. In 1996, something happened just by chance. Let me change that word. Let's say by providence, by God's providence. There was a presentation being given. Somebody was giving a presentation on a Shroud of Turin, right? And that we've talked about last week. It's the burial cloth of Christ. Many people believe it to be the burial cloth of Christ. And they use these 1931 photographic plates, you know, with the Lord in negative. And somebody happened to have a life-size version of the Divine Mercy image. And these two images, by chance, got superimposed. When the two images were superimposed, but when they were backlit, it revealed a startling, a stunning connection between the Shroud of Turin and this image that Faustina struggled to have painted. The distance between the pupils of the eyes, now measure that, right? It's the same length on the image as it is on the shroud. The nose, practically the same length. The way the lips form, the way the mustache and the beard are cut, the way the hair falls at the side, all in the same fashion. In fact, the outer line of the hair on the head is identical. The correspondence is almost perfect. The Lord wanted this image painted. And I think in some respects, he allowed this image, to when it finally met the proportions that he wanted, to be revealed. Because in some ways, I think the Lord is communicating to us through this revelation, that yes, the Shroud of Turin was indeed my burial cloth. You know, there you see a scourged, a crucified man, right? You see this beautiful connection between two images that both have survived time. You know, other artists have painted Divine Mercy images. You'll see a bunch of them out there. There's minor differences in the way that they're portrayed. But the Lord made the promise for whatever image you have, it's the same. And there are some incredible promises that he gave. You know, when St. Faustina died in 1938, and she prophesied the rise of the Second World War. 1939, if you know your history, Poland was attacked from both sides, Germany and the Soviet Union. They made a secret deal, and they invaded the country. Of course, Poland suffered. It suffered some of the bloodiest battles as the Soviets slowly pushed Hitler's troops back. But there's a little town there. And before Father Seraphim died, I called him on the phone. I was writing my book. I said, Father, share with me the story, once again, that you told me about a woman who was in a big railroad hub in 1944. Share that miracle of what happened to this house. So the year was 1994, right? And the Nazis realized they couldn't hold this area anymore, so they decided to destroy this town of Jasolo. And they gave the inhabitants warning. You've got 2 days or we'll shoot you. You have 2 days to get out or we'll kill you. So people frantically gathered their materials, everything they could handle. And as they were leaving this town at this train station, this nun was handing out holy cards of the Divine Mercy image. This is some of the earliest images that were painted. In fact, I should put one up online. I have one. She said, the woman said, take this and the Lord will protect you. So a woman took the image and she decided to put it above the door in her house before she left. And she ran out with the fleeing mob. She left the city. The Nazis came in and they destroyed the city, right? The estimate was that 97% of the city was destroyed. When the situation settled down and people were able to come back, one house remained intact. It was the one with the Divine Mercy image over the door. It was undamaged. That's the promise that Jesus Christ has given to us through this image. I'm telling you, if you don't have one in your home, get one. If you want to, get the scapular. Put it on your person. The Lord promised, as he said, I promise victory over your enemies here on earth, and especially at the hour of death. I promise a soul that will venerate this image will not perish. For I myself will defend them as my own glory. When I come back, I'll tell you what, I'll share more stories with you. I'll share a miraculous healing that took place as a result of this. I'll share other miraculous protection. We'll have fun. I'll get you plugged in. But get your brown scapular with this Divine Mercy image on it. Put it on your person. Tap into those great promises. I'll be back with more.
The way to get that scapular is to pick up the phone and call 877-291-0123. And if that line is busy, and it could be, we have a lot of people calling right now, log on to relevantradio.com or click on the Relevant Radio app and you can place your donation right there online. But do it now. And you're maybe asking yourself, does a dollar a day matter? Where does my money really go? Well, listen to this from Jordan in Arizona, who wrote to Drew earlier this month. He writes, Drew, your show and Relevant Radio has been instrumental in making me understand the true church. Although not fully a member of the Catholic Church yet, I do believe in it as the way. I am a former Baptist. Pray that I can seek the help of the saints, especially the Mother of God. I really want my spiritual life to be reinstated. Thank you, Drew, and all of the Relevant Radio team. That's just one email. We get emails like that all the time. That's where your donation goes. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And if you can afford that dollar a day gift, Drew is going to tell you the very special thank you that you're going to get.
Yeah, for a dollar a day, not only do you get that beautiful scapular with the Divine Mercy image on it, the miraculous medal, and of course the scapular itself is a whole conversation in itself. But you get a beautiful book by Father Edward Looney. And Mike, what's the title of the book? I don't have it in front of me here again.
The book is called How They Love Mary, 28 Life-Changing Stories of Devotion to Our Lady. It's a great read.
So I failed to mention that. And I think it's really important because you get that today too. But this is, you know, today's a special day. It's a day only premium for your scapular. And I do want to invite you to get on board. We only have about 4 minutes left in this hour of power. And as Mike pointed out, I can see the call screen right now. They're really going very quickly. A lot of people want these. If you're under spiritual attack, I suggest you get this. If you see division and anger, if there's a spirit of misunderstanding or confusion, you know, ask God to give you the protection that he promised through the image of divine mercy. Sacramentals are powerful gifts that the church talks about. We have holy water and blessed salt and all these other things that the church gives us. A sacramental, like the scapular with the image of divine mercy and the St. Benedict medal, as Josh Raymond pointed out, it's a trifecta of spiritual protection. Put it on that loved one that's serving in the military. Ask them to wear it, or the law enforcement. Maybe ask your son or your daughter if you know they're not in the right relationship. Put this on, right? Or maybe you have a proclivity to addiction. Arm yourself with this spiritual armor, all right? Call right now, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com.
Just 3 minutes left in the hour of power, as Drew calls it. This would be the time to get that scapular during the Divine Mercy Hour, 877-291-0123. Just looking through the list of people that have called in just in the last couple of minutes. Cheryl in Elliston, Montana, God bless you. Thank you. The scapular is on its way to you in Montana because you donated at a dollar a day. Same for you, Joseph in Garfield, New Jersey. God bless you. Thank you for your ongoing support. And we have a new donor in Royalton, Minnesota, Teresa. Hey, thank you for making that first pledge ever to Relevant Radio. Congratulations and thank you because you're making a difference in other people's lives. 877-291-0123. Why don't you become a first-time donor? You've never made that pledge to Relevant Radio. You're going to feel real good about it. Tomorrow morning when you wake up and tune in Morning Air or the Patrick Madrid Show, you're going to know that you have a hand in everything that happens in our broadcast day tomorrow. Beginning tomorrow and every day thereafter, you have invested in Relevant Radio. 877-291-0123. Drew, the scapulars are going fast, and they truly are in limited supply. When we say that, we mean it.
In limited time, too. It won't be here tomorrow. This is your only day to get that. If you can come in at the dollar day, please do that. If you say, I can't, then pledge whatever you can to help Relevant Radio. Every gift right now makes a big difference, and we could really use you. We're more than halfway through our pledge goal. This gets us all the way into the end of the summer, and we're so grateful for it. We're winning souls for Christ. There's a lot going on in the culture, a lot going on with the Supreme Court in life, and we're going to be here for you in the days ahead. Mike says, when you turn on your radio in the morning, you're going to know your gift made a difference. When you turn it on and we pray the chaplet, you made that possible. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. It's not too late. You can still get in. Plus, leave us your prayer intention because Father Rocky will personally pray for them, take them to two very beautiful shrines. So prayer is on its way for you.